up in a community of Chicago, Woodline, and at the time that I was there in the late 40s, early 50s, into the 60s, jazz was the prevalent music. Amaya Jamal recorded at the Pershing, Amaya Jamal at the Pershing, which was on 64th and Cottage Grove. McKee's Lounge was still there, where basically everybody played. Coltrane, Miles. As a young kid, I remember being on 63rd Street. I don't remember the exact cross street, but somebody, I was with an older adult, and they said, oh, they looked in a lounge. They said, oh, there's Mr. President Lester Young on the bandstand. So there was a lot of, and I've been a follower of the music for a long time. I've heard basically everybody on record, if not in person. I was in New York in 1967. Got a chance to see a lot of cats. Cecil Taylor, Blakey, but I saw Blakey in Chicago also. I met several musicians, Eddie Harris. I was supposed to study with the renowned bass player Wilbur Ware, but that kind of fizzed out because my brother knew most of the players. Asia Ramu, who was with the AACM, a drummer. Gene Ammons, I met Jug. It's just, my sister used to have a lounge. Vaughn Freeman used to play the Thursday night set at her lounge. And Cecile Savage, bass player, she was always there. So I've been around the music for a long time. I've enjoyed the music. I used to have a hell of a record album collection, probably over 400 to 500 albums. I used to buy records weekly from Met Records, which used to be on 58th Street under the L, and then they moved to 82nd and Cottage Grove. And so I used to buy 20, 30 records a week. Back in the old days, So I've always enjoyed the music from the beginning to the present, right? From the old times to the present times. What first interested me in the music was hearing, I was able to hear things in the music that I knew that my parents had heard. My father came to Chicago in like 1920, and he hung out at the Grand Terrace. It was on 35th Street, and he knew all of them. He knew the guys. Earl Hines was one of his kind of friends. So, like I said, I've been close to the music. My brother was always close with the musicians, and he introduced me to a lot. And like I said, he introduced me to Wilbur Ware, who I was supposed to study bass with at the time. I was interested in bass, but that didn't pan out because Wilbur left and went back to New York, and he only came back to Chicago one other time, and then shortly after that, he passed away. So I guess that's all I have to say. The rest of it you can read in my book.